If you were up a little late last night, you know that Late Night Talk is back. Jay Leno and David Letterman returned to the airwaves, and they were not shy about the writer's strike that had kept them in repeats for weeks.
Let me just bring you up to date. There's a writer's strike going on, the Writers Guild of America, and we were out because of the strike for 2 months, and I know you're thinking to yourselves at home right now, this crap is written?
Yes. A Jew, a Christian, and a Muslim walk into a bar. The Jew says to the Muslim, see, I have no idea what they say because there's a writer's strike. We don't know what they say.
Everywhere we go.
Everywhere we go.
People want to know.
People want to know.
David Letterman made a deal with the union to allow his writers to come back to work. Leno's return was tougher.
We are the union.
We are the union.
The highly mighty union.
This is Mandalit del Barco. Here in Burbank, hundreds of writers picketed outside of Jay Leno's studios before and during the taping of his show.
You know, I don't blame Jay. You can't blame Jay. It's an impossible situation for all the late night hosts. They're under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Sarah Singer is an organizer with the Writers Guild of America.
I blame NBC, Universal, and CBS, and all the other studios that have refused to come back to the table and bargain.
Outside the Tonight Show taping, the writers carried signs that read, "Not tonight, dear," and "Hey Huckabee, don't scab me," a reference to Jay Leno's guest, Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, who appeared, he said, because no replacement writers were being used. But Singer and the other union members were still disappointed.
I think there's a lot of people that are not going to do what Mike Huckabee did. You know, there's a lot of people that are not comfortable crossing a picket line. So I think, you know, Letterman will probably get better guests.
Still, many of those in the audience came away as excited as Vicki Hughes, who traveled from Daytona Beach to watch Leno in person.
I don't mean to say that he doesn't need the writers, because he does, and he acknowledged that he supported them, but he didn't need them tonight. But I think that's part of Jay Leno. Before he became real famous, he used to write his own scripts.
Across the country, in New York City, David Letterman's audience seemed pleased that his company, Worldwide Pants, was able to strike a deal with the Guild to get him back on the air with his writers. College student Elizabeth Coase certainly was happy.
He's hilarious. I'm glad to see him back. He's doing better than ever. I missed it. I'm tired of watching reruns.
The writers' chief negotiator, John Bowman, said the Letterman deal proves the strike doesn't have to go on forever.
Jay, I understand your pain. You're taking a bullet for the team. You love writers. We understand that. And Dave Nockandet, you made a deal with us in 3 days, proved it can be done, and maybe the big seven media companies could follow suit shortly.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.